TapeScript 1.7. A World in One Family. An interview with Zabia.
So, Zabia, how old are you?
I'm 21.
And I know you have an interesting background. What nationality are you?
Well, I've got a British passport.
So you're British, but your parents, what nationality are your parents?
Well, my dad's Bolivian. He was born in Bolivia in South America. But he's had a British passport for the last 20 years. My mum was born in Spain, in the Basque Country, and she still has her Spanish passport.
So how did they meet and end up having children in England?
They met when they were both studying English in England. About 3 years after that, they got married, and here I am. And then my brother.
And what was it like growing up in England with a Spanish mother and a Bolivian father?
I don't think I actually noticed nationality for years. Probably the first time I really noticed a difference was at secondary school. England were playing Spain in Euro 96, and my classmates made me choose which country to support.
So which country did you support?
I stayed neutral. Actually, I didn't mind which team won.
And which nationality do you feel now?
I'd say I was English rather than British. But I'm also very proud of my parents' heritage, half Basque and half Bolivian. I like that.
What contact have you had with your family abroad?
Well, I've only actually been to Bolivia once, when I was a baby. I've had more contact on my mum's side. My Spanish grandparents visit us in England, and when I was growing up, we always went to Spain in the summer. And
very nice.
Yeah, and if I'm at home, I speak to them, to my grandparents on the phone, maybe once a week.
And do you think that your Spanish heritage has influenced you at all?
Well, yes, I think so. I think it influenced my degree choice. I'm studying modern languages at Durham University, Spanish and French. I'm in my third year. I have one more year to do.
And what are you hoping to do in the future?
That's a very good question. Hopefully a job that offers some kind of opportunity to travel. But ultimately, I want to settle down for good in England. I've always been interested in my background, but I think that I realise England is my home and it's where I see myself living.
Thank you very much, Xavier.
You're welcome.